Cream for All Shared Appreciation Loan Program on its second attempt, or not attempt, on a second year that it's been out. The first year was a little rough because all the funds were used in about a 10 to 12 day period. $300 million was used up pretty quickly, first come, first serve basis. And I think they're trying to do it a little bit different so that people that are a little bit more deserving of this money are allocated and have an opportunity to purchase a home with the shared appreciation. So welcome to the show. Omar, let's get right into it. What do you think about this new changes that are going on with the shared appreciation program?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is we were here on a Friday and we had a loan, a shared appreciation loan, and Sergio was on the phone with our rep. And she's like, I'm so glad you called. You need to make sure you lock this loan ASAP to allocate those funds because we're going to run out. And I looked, I'm like, what are you talking about? We're talking about $300 million. And it was less than, at that point,
less than a week.
And obviously we locked the loan, they funded, it was great, but it was kind of like the wild, wild west, right? Because we went in with not knowing how the program really works, but we sent out an approval. We did everything.
Yeah. We knew how the program works.
We weren't yet in the process.
Yeah. We didn't know the process of it.
And what was it? The following Tuesday or Thursday, bam, you get an email. Funds were all allocated.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that I remember, that how fast it went. So what they're trying to do now, they came up with the lottery system. Okay. And you know what they told us is, it doesn't matter if you're the first person that applies. It doesn't mean that you're the first one in line. Okay. There's guidelines and qualifications that they're going to look at. So I don't know if you want to go over that.
Yeah, let's get right into the eligibility. Obviously, you need to be a first-time home buyer. You need to be a citizen or a qualified alien for this product. You need to be a first-generation home buyer and be a current resident of California. And those are some of the changes right now. And it starts out with the home buyer education. Everybody's required to do 8 hours of education for a home buyer and then an added course for Dream for All course, which is a shared appreciation course. And that's the one that's suggested that you want to do first, because that's going to explain to you what this program is about and making sure this is the program that you want to go with. And those are pretty simple. The website is out today, January 25th, as we're recording this. We'll provide a link on there so that you can do the education piece of it first, because that's the first obstacle that you kind of need to go through. And then the second would be a pre-qualification letter from your lender that needs to be authorized. And we'll get into more detail as we go on. But the biggest change, obviously, is the first generation home buyer. I don't know if you want to go into it, at Omar, if you want to explain what that really means. This is an added piece that they did. Not only could you have to be a first time home buyer, but you couldn't have owned a property in your name or a mortgage in your name in the last 7 years. But the second piece is,
even piece of land, even if you owned a piece of land in Murrieta or Riverside, Lancaster, that you bought for $8,000, that cannot be, you will not qualify if that's in your name. Okay. So just keep that in mind. All right. So first generation means that your parents do not currently own a home, or when they passed away, didn't own a home. And the reason behind that is because if your parents own a home, the likelihood is that they're going to leave it to their children, which means that you're potentially going to be a homeowner by yourself or 1/4 of a homeowner.
They're not saying that, but that's our speculation. That's our personal take, right? Like if your parents own, they're probably going to pass that property on down to you. So, but this would disqualify you if your parents currently own any real estate or land now. And then obviously you couldn't have owned in the last 7 years, either on mortgage or on a title. Maybe you helped somebody qualify on a loan. That would disqualify you if it was in the last 7 years.
And also has to be owner-occupied. So everybody that applies for this program has to live in the home.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no non-occupant co-borrowers or non-occupant co-signers to help you qualify for this home. Everybody that applies needs to live in the property and has to move into the property within 60 days.
Yeah. And then also keep this in mind, guys. They're saying that they're going to audit all these files to make sure that it complies with all this. And, you know, you're signing penalty of perjury, so you definitely want to make sure that you're being truthful on that aspect of it. You don't want to get, you know, stuck with some ramifications later on.
No, I don't think anybody wants to go to jail.
Yeah. So how does shared appreciation works? How does that work exactly? Well, for people that don't know, let's say you buy a $750,000 loan. They're going to lend you 20% of that down payment up to $150,000. So $750,000 purchase price, 20% down is $150,000. Let's say fast forward 10 years, you sell that home and you sell it for $850,000. That means there's a $100,000 gain on that appreciation. Well, they would participate in that 20% gain. So out of the $100,000, you would owe them $20,000 for the appreciation portion and the original loan that they gave you for $150,000. So you would owe them $170,000. Keep in mind that second mortgage that they're giving you, it's at 0%. So it's a win-win, guys. Yeah, it's a win-win. And I think these changes that they're doing, I think they're really good because it's going to, these funds are going to more than likely be allocated to the people that actually really need them in order to get into home ownership. And, you know, as we talked about before, I mean, home ownership is one of the paths to getting, you know, wealthy here in this country.
Yeah. So again, what we need to do, we're going to have this on our link in our description. Number one, you got to do the home buyer education. There's two courses. Make sure you do the one that goes over the home, tells you how the program actually works, which is a home appreciation program, and then do the second course. I know before it was about $100 cost. I think that's a small price to pay in order for you to get the foot in the door. The next step, you have to get pre-approved with somebody that's already pre-approved on this CalHAFA program. We are, Sergio and I are both eligible to actually pre-qualify people, so you guys could reach out to us or make sure that whoever you're working with is also pre-approved to do CalHAFA loans. Okay. And it's a course. We did it, what, like 8 years ago, so I don't remember it, but.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not lending, you know, if the approved lenders has to be either lending their own money or we have to have an approved wholesale list to be able to send to that lender, we have a couple different lenders that we can send to there that are CalHAFA approved that we've done it before. Again, last year we did a couple of these. We only had time to do a couple of them just because of the funds that went so fast. But in comparing to last year versus the way they're doing it now, the process is going to be a little bit different. Before, it was a first-come, first-served basis. Now, as soon as you get your education done, you'll be able to sign up for the portal. You'll be able to upload your education requirements. And then also the pre-qualification letter that we're going to be able to provide you once you're pre-approved, that will enter you into the system once that system is open. Now, right now, they're projecting it's going to be in March and April where they're going to be able to open the portal where you'll be able to upload your requirements. Now, it doesn't matter if you're the first or the 10,000 applicant on there. It's not going to go first come, first serve. It's going to go into a pool, and then you're going to get selected based on the region that you live in. And then you'll receive a voucher. If you get elected, you'll receive a voucher where you are going to have 90 days to identify a property and close on a property. That way there's no like this crazy rush that, you know, all these funds are going to get allocated for the first come, first serve basis. It's going to go to the people that qualify based on these requirements that we went over. And I think it's a great thing because it's going to, you know, again, it's going to go to the people that really need it.
Absolutely. You know, the way I look at it, this program is going to help you take a step into homeownership. And if we all look back in life, there was somebody that helped us out there, whether it was a realtor, whether it was your parent, or whether it was a coworker. Imagine this program is going to help somebody get into homeownership. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing that we want to cover is there is income requirements. So I'll go ahead and read them off for like Orange County. You're going to be at a limit of $202,000 for that household. Riverside is $149,000. San Diego County is $185,000. And LA County is $155,000. So not only do you have to be the first generation home buyer, one of the occupants needs to be qualified that way. But you also do have to comply with the limits. So in other words, if you live in Riverside County and you want to buy in Orange County, you're going to have to comply with the Orange County loan limits on the income and vice versa. If you live in Orange County and you're moving to Riverside County, you got to be within those limits. It's not based on where you currently live. It's based on where you're buying. So make sure that you or whoever you're working with on the CalHAFA approved lender are verifying that, because sometimes counties can be quite a bit different whether you qualify or don't qualify.
Yeah, I mean, even look at it here. From Orange County to LA County, Orange County is 204, and I think LA County was 159.
155, yeah.
That's a big difference, and we're, what, 15 minutes away. So we got to make sure that we dot our T's and cross our I's.
Absolutely.
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
But another thing is, a question that's on here is, do all the borrowers have to be current California residents? And the answer is no. As long as one of the borrowers resides and lives here in California, listen, your cousin can come over, and if you guys are going to go together in this and buy this house together, as long as one of you lives here in California, you guys could both take advantage of this program.
But you both have to occupy the property.
Correct.
So it still has to make sense, guys, from a qualifying standpoint on the loan. You know, whether the cousin that lives out of state works, you know, remotely, you know, you can get into all the pre-qualification information. But talk to your lender to make sure that you get pre-approved the right way. So that way you're not wasting your time and thinking that you're going to qualify for this program. It's very imperative that you talk to somebody that's experienced
Absolutely.
In doing this.
So again, do the home buyer seminars first.
Education.
Then talk to somebody who's CalHAFA approved to do these loans. Serge and I are. If you guys want to reach out to us, that'd be great. If not, make sure that whoever's helping you is also approved. Once you get your pre-qualification, you could go to the online portal. It's like you said, Sergio, it starts today. But the program
that for the education,
for the education piece.
But as far as a portal where you're going to be able to upload your pre-qualification, they're saying it's going to be in spring of this year, which March, April, I'm not sure.
So people, let's not procrastinate. Let's get on this. Let's get moving. Let's get pre-approved. And let's make this dream of owning a home a reality.
Once again, thank you for tuning into Monopoly Life. Hopefully you found some value in the show, and please share with anybody that might need to hear this. If you could leave us a review, we'd be greatly appreciative of how we're doing and any ideas that you guys would like to listen to. Please share. Thank you again.